Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week, we plan on bringing you a sneak peek of the Miami Hurricanes official podcast titled Behind the U. This week, Josh Darrow catches up with Athletic Director Dan Radakovich.
A big-time, facility-driven episode of the Behind the U podcast with Athletic Director Dan Radakovich. Thanks for joining us here.
Josh, it's great to be here.
All right, so you're here almost a year, and your coach and you sort of came in tandem. So where did a new facility fit on your priority list if I was to march it back 10 to 11 months?
You know, it was very, very high on the list. In fact, it was on the list before I actually stepped foot on campus. But it's important. And the reason why it was on the list beforehand was, you know, doing the due diligence on the University of Miami. There are a lot of great things about the university. Everybody knows that. Great education, great area of the country, great history, all those things. But what it was missing was being in touch with the things that were important to young student athletes here in 2022 and now 2023. And those things are a facility that's football only. That's something that's really important as we go after those high level recruits, and they compare the University of Miami to some of the other great programs around the country. So that was why when Mario got here and I got here and in talking with the university administration, that needed to be something that was high on our list. So probably about 60 days after getting here, had some conversations with our facility folks, went out and got some of the architects and I'd had conversations with in the past, and really started to research what we could do here on our campus. And as you saw a few weeks ago, that's the fruit of that labor.
I'd imagine if you're at the very beginning, you know, you talked about high level recruits, and we all know what this is about, right? So I guess getting them up to that seventh floor rooftop and letting them look over South Florida is a nice way to paint a little picture of what their future could look like as they maybe finish there or start there and work their way down through the facility.
No question. And I think it also is going to be something that's really important for the institution itself. The ability to have some events there, maybe the Friday night before a home game with alumni, and whether it's alumni players or just general alumni events up on that spot when the team is kind of at their hotel getting ready for the game. I think those are all items that will, you know, bring this building to life and bring it into campus life. And it's going to be very near, obviously, the Herbert Wellness Center, Centennial Village, the new dormitory that are being built on campus. So really excited about energizing that particular area of campus right across from the Watsco Center.
So safe to say campus looks just a little different than when you were first here.
Yeah, it does. and I hope in a couple of years it looks even more different than it does today. Because one of the things we have to do is continue to grow and continue to give you know, our student athletes the best opportunity, not only academically, but athletically. And I think for football, this, well, I should say for all of our sports, because football is just a big operation. And when they vacate the building that they're in right now and move into here, that's going to leave a lot of space for our other Olympic sports to be able to fill that area and really kind of grow and give them the type of space that's necessary for those programs to continue to grow and be successful.
So we got a parking garage. We got a first floor that's kind of open to any and all. We've talked about the seventh floor terrace. Inside the guts of it, what are the things that are there that are extremely beneficial to the student athlete, but also obviously Mario and the staff?
Well, I think, you know, we look at the first floor, you have the locker room, you know, and the equipment area, because those are day-to-day operational things for the football student athlete. Then you take up an escalator or an elevator or stairs. Not a whole lot of people are taking stairs, okay? But they're there.
Just in case.
To the second floor, where we have our sports medicine area. And you know, that's going to be a spa-like area for not only general sports medicine rehabilitation, but sports science as well. You know, the kind of things that student athletes look at now. You know, the cold tubs, the hyperbaric chambers. You know, all of those cold areas, warm areas that allow them to rehabilitate their body, some Zen areas that they can go in and really relax. So that's level two, the sports medicine area. Level three will be the meeting spaces, where the coaches and student athletes will do all the learning opportunities associated with that. Fourth level will be coaches' locker rooms, some recruiting areas, and understanding where the NIL spaces, those kind of things for student athletes that are very, very important. Next level will be the coaches' offices, and then the final level will be the student athlete area on the top, the indoor-outdoor area for student athletes to really recreate, have fun, you know, create that culture and brotherhood that are really important.
So you've done this before, Dan. How nice was it to have some of that in your back pocket as you were taking on this new experience?
The first time was really back at LSU, back in the early 2000s. Coach Saban had, you know, been in the NFL before and had seen the value of having a football-only facility. So he brought that at LSU. He wanted one of those facilities, and we helped pull that together. Then, of course, going to Clemson and having one of those built there, that was very early on in my tenure that Coach Sweeney said, hey, look, this is something that we really need to take the program to the next level. And he was right about that. But during the interim, you know, having gone to visit other schools and other colleagues to see what they did in their buildings really gave a good background to be able to say, okay, new sheet of paper, new understanding, new challenges, you know, associated with trying to build this. That was really exciting about being able to come here. You know, we're going to need to raise some money for this. There's no question about that. But the university is also understanding that, you know, this is something that is going to help make their investment that they've done to date inside the athletic program really create some returns associated with that investment.
When this all comes together, the payoff is fill in the blank.
The payoff is, you know, again, the pride and the national recognition that comes along with the University of Miami. It's still, even with 20 years away from the last national championship, the time that the University of Miami was growing and was successful dovetailed with the just explosion of intercollegiate athletics and football in particular on networks. ESPN, for example, you know, those things, they were together, and the amount of brand marketing and brand awareness that the university has is second to none. So when people always talk about, you know, we want USC to come back, we want Texas to come back, we want Miami to come back, they're all better. College football is always better when those brands are playing well. Well, those programs are moving forward. And I think we're in that same bucket. Yes, we're in a very fertile recruiting state. Yes, we need to invest in the program, and yes, we can get back to having those epic games with the Floridas, the Florida States, and the Clemsons that we all desire, and really look at it from the standpoint of, wow, this is what great ACC football can be.
Besides the verticality of the building going up and down, and we've got Miami as a backdrop, was there other things in this side of this building that you think are like, this is pretty Miami, this is unique to Miami football, or will be cool for Miami football and the University of Miami?
Well, I think that we had a group of the freshman guys come in the other day, and Mario asked them all to obviously introduce themselves and talk a little bit about what an interesting fact. And many of them said they like to fish. Well, what's interesting about where this building is the canal will separate the building from the SOFR indoor practice facility. And I know that there are fish in that canal. So I think that there will be opportunities for our student athletes, at different times to go out of the building, kind of sit on the porch. And if they really do enjoy that kind of fishing, they can do that. Of course, most of them are going to go out into the ocean and
right.
Go after the big fish. But if you like the little fish, they're out there, and it would be a lot of fun.
Well, Mario might be fishing for some big fish then, and bring it. He'll be fishing for the big fish in the building.
Well, they're the ones who come in the front door. I'm talking about the fish that are, in the canal right there.
So you mentioned NIL earlier, and there was an article written about how you guys took into account NIL, and there's an NIL component or a suite or something that serves the student athletes. And NIL is about as top of mind as any in our sport these days. So maybe how top of mind that was for you as you guys put this together, and what that entails to what you can elaborate on.
Well, I think that we utilize the term NIL. Really what it's going to be is a branding area for the student athletes that they could then turn around and utilize in their NIL opportunities with various businesses. So, there's a lot of photographs and really cool things that student athletes do. That's going to be, there'll be an area within the building that allows them to do that. And then they can take that material and kind of move it out into the world of trying to create some NIL opportunities for themselves.
All right. And last thing, Dan, you mentioned earlier, and we all know this, right? Where Miami was, where they want to go. And over the last year, as you start checking boxes of things that are occurring, right? The investment to Mario, your hiring, a facility, NIL, we have the tradition in a great city. The picture is becoming clear at what is going to happen at the University of Miami, its football team, and the rest of the athletic department.
Yeah, I think that, all those things that you just mentioned are certainly pieces of that puzzle. We have to make sure that we continue to put them in the right places, continue to do things the right way. Are there going to be bumps along the road? You bet. Whether it's in football or other sports or just in general, because this is a very tumultuous time in intercollegiate athletics. There's going to be changes along the way. But if we know that we're doing this for the long haul, to make the University of Miami strong, not just in the short term, but in the long term, that's what's helping carry all of this forward. Because it is the forever home for football. But as we said earlier, this is going to create opportunities for our other sports as well. So whether it's our basketball programs or baseball or other programs that we might need to continue to bring in here at the University of Miami because of the growth of the institution just in general. All of those things have to be thought through and done from the standpoint of, hey, this is right for Miami, okay? And that's the guiding principle as we look to try to make our decisions along the way.
Well, Dan, I know it's an exciting time. It has been an exciting time working on this project, announcing it, getting it out there, seeing the feedback, and then obviously ultimately when it's built and everyone gets to move into their new house. Dan, thanks for coming on. Thanks for being a guest on the Behind the U podcast. Dan, have a great night. Thank you. Appreciate it.
For the full episode, you can log on to MiamiHurricanes.com/podcast or search Behind the U wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.